Hi everybody, this is Eric Greencapped. I am here at Legoland of Florida, the newly opened Legoland of Florida. It's on the site of the former Cypress Gardens and amusement park that was kind of out of the way, which is one of the reasons that it eventually died out to attractions that are right off of the main drags. So far, impressions, very nice. They were actually doing a limited deal with Lego. If you were a member of the Lego purchasing VIP club, you were able to get two free tickets per household, and at a $75 ticket, that's not bad. It took a while to get the ticket to actually exchange the vouchers, to the tune of about an hour, which, you know, considering this is the first day of that promotion, that wasn't too bad. But so far, impressions. Everything's very nice, new, clean. I have two children. One's about to turn 4 years old, one's 5 and a half, and they're both loving it so far. You may be able to hear whinnying or neighing in the background, as well as some sort of medieval music. We're in the medieval section. We've just exited a castle, and there's a kids-only on-rails jousting arena. Regretfully, they don't actually have jousts that they can pummel other children off. That would increase my entertainment value greatly. But hey, you know, what do you expect? We're getting ready. We've probably seen only about a third of the park so far, which is, you know, it's good. We're moving along at a good pace. None of the lines are bad at all. The weather's beautiful here in Florida. It's probably about 80 degrees right now, sunny, you know, hardly any clouds in the sky, nice breeze. You know, I look forward to the rest. I don't know if we're going to have time to see any of the shows, because this is the only drawback, is that they are open pretty short hours. Their hours right now are 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we didn't actually get here till about 11 a.m. and then an hour in the line to get the tickets. So obviously that didn't get us in until past noon. So there's only so much we can do. So I think we're going to skip the shows. I'm trying to hustle the kids along from stopping to play into things that are more standard that they could pretty much play at anywhere, to actually seeing more of the Lego-centric rides, the actual type of rides and attractions that we're here to see. So keep an eye on my Twitter account. I'm posting pictures, and hey, I'll talk to you later. Bye.